from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President-elect does extended TV interview. The president-elect Donald Trump answered questions in an interview with the CBS television network that aired on Sunday. Interviewed by Leslie Stahl, the president-elect first of all talked about the earliest promise of his campaign having to do with illegal immigration, and that would be the wall. Is he really going to build it?
Yes.
They're talking about a fence in the Republican Congress. Would you accept a fence?
For certain areas, I would, but certain areas, the wall is more appropriate. I'm very good at this. It's called construction. But
so part wall,
fence
part
will be,
fence?
Yeah, it could be, there could be some fencing.
Mr. Trump was then asked how serious he was about rounding up and deporting the millions of illegal immigrants.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million. It could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate. But we're getting them out of our country. They're here illegally. After the border is secured and after everything gets normalized, we're going to make a determination on the people that you're talking about.
The president-elect then said he enjoyed his first meeting with President Obama that took place last Thursday.
Do you want to say anything to those people?
I would say don't do it. That's terrible, because I'm going to bring this country together.
They're harassing Latinos, Muslims.
I am so saddened to hear that, and I say stop it if it helps. I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Actually, that was in response to a question having to do with bullying that was taking place in this country. And Mr. Trump also commented about how much he enjoyed his meeting for the first time with President Obama. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers held an informal meeting in Brussels late Sunday to discuss transatlantic relations with the United States under U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's administration. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The EU's foreign affairs chief, Federica Mogherini, called the emergency meeting after Trump's stunning victory last Tuesday, particularly in light of his stated policies that include questioning Washington's commitment to Europe, the Paris Agreement on climate change, and the Iran nuclear deal.
The European Union and the United States are partners and will continue to be partners for what concerns us in the European Union, based on our own values, principles, interests.
Mogherini said the EU would stand strong in its support for the Paris Agreement and the Iran nuclear deal. EU nations are anxious to see how many of Trump's campaign announcements might translate into real policy. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. President Barack Obama departs Monday on the final planned foreign trip of his presidency, and his advisors expect President-elect Trump to be a primary topic of discussion with other leaders. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the itinerary stops in Greece, Germany, and Peru, and is a signal of solidarity to the country's closest allies and a way to show support for a strong and integrated and united Europe. Please keep in mind the president is holding that news conference beginning at 3:15 Eastern Standard Time, which is 2:15 Universal Time. VOA will be carrying the news conference just a little over 2 hours from right now, in other words, so you're invited to tune into our various channels for that coverage. A suicide bomber killed 6 people and wounded 6 others today near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The bombing also came as Shiites prepared to end a 40-day mourning period commemorating the 7th century death of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. A former senior diplomat under President George W. Bush says that President-elect U.S. Donald Trump would quickly and unilaterally approve a preemptive military strike against North Korea to take out a standing intercontinental ballistic missile armed with a nuclear warhead.
So I think North Korea needs to understand that there is going to be a new sheriff in Washington.
Ambassador Christopher Hill was in Seoul on Monday to address a South Korean government conference. But Gareth Evans, a former foreign minister of Australia, who also participated in the conference, said it's actually worrisome to think that Mr. Trump would act so impulsively.
No one knows which way Trump will jump on these issues, including, no doubt, Donald Trump himself, because he's obviously never studied or thought through any of them.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.